This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brandi Zadrozny, filling in this week for Brooke Gladstone. As we just heard Micah say, one of the hurdles to understanding our current internet ecosystem is that we can't ever fully examine the latest phenomena before it's been eclipsed by the next one. My colleagues and I on the Misinformation Beat, we're constantly overwhelmed with leads and tips about new conspiracy theories and older ones that just won't die. Most of the time, all we can do is try to shine a light on something and hope for the best. We're really putting out fires here. There just isn't enough time before we have to move on to the next urgent thing. And that's how I came to spend the last year of my life reporting for a new podcast series called Truthers. The plan is to take the time to go deep and show authoritatively what's true and what isn't, and what happens when we get those things confused. What you're about to hear is an excerpt from the first season, which is all about a woman named Tiffany Dover, a regular person whose life became a weapon in a global information war. It's a story that begins, ironically enough, in a moment of hope.
Moderna announcing today its vaccine is nearly 95% effective.
It's December 2020, and finally, we have a COVID vaccine. Healthcare workers get the first doses. The local news stories and live streams are all the same. It's hope, on repeat. A nurse sanitizes her hands, puts on gloves, swabs a shoulder, the needle goes in, the needle goes out, a Band-Aid, and cheers. On the 17th, the vaccine comes to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Local news stations are covering the scene inside the Catholic Health Initiative's Memorial Hospital. Everybody calls it CHI Memorial. They're live streaming on Facebook, and thousands of people are watching.
It's 2 o'clock, so let's start with the vaccination.
Sleeve comes up, swab, needle in, needle out, cheers. Next up is a nurse manager. She's wearing navy blue scrubs. This is Tiffany Dover. She's got wide electric blue eyes, this long, straight, dark brown hair. And she parts it to the left. She takes the open seat. She folds her hands neatly in her lap. Her sleeve comes up, swab, needle in, needle out, cheers. A handful of other employees get their shots on camera, and then three of the newly inoculated doctors speak to the assembled reporters.
It's important that those of us who have been trained for this set the example.
Things seem to be winding down when someone behind the camera asks whether the reporters would like to hear from a hospital administrator.
Or nurse.
Or nurse, someone says. Tiffany Dover walks back in front of the cameras.
Okay. My name is Tiffany Dover, and I am the manager in CCU.
Tiffany starts taking questions from reporters.
When you woke up this morning, did you know you're going to be receiving a vaccine?
I did, yes. Okay. So, you know, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine, you know.
Then it happens.
And I know that it's really, I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tiffany places her hand on her forehead and then turns away from the microphone. Then she faints. Some doctors are there to catch her and they help her to the floor. Within a few minutes, Tiffany is back on her feet, recovered, surrounded by reporters, and she's explaining what happened.
So I had a syncopal episode.
Syncopal episode is the medical term for fainting.
I have a history of having an overactive vagal response.
She's describing a reflex where your blood pressure suddenly drops and you get dizzy and you pass out. It can be triggered by lots of things. Physical pain, emotional distress, dehydration, sometimes just standing up too long. It happens to some people a lot more often than others.
And so with that, if I have pain from anything, hangnail or if I stub my toe, I can just pass out. So What happened is I started getting, I get an aura before of feeling weak, dizzy, disoriented, and it just, you know, hit me all of a sudden. Just felt really diaphoretic, and I could feel it coming on, so I felt a little disoriented, but I feel fine now, and the pain in my arm is very minimal, actually, but it doesn't take much. So
you feel fine now?
I feel fine now. And this is, you know, I have passed out probably 6 times in the past 6 weeks. You know, it's common for me.
Okay.
It goes on like this. Tiffany keeps saying this is about her, not the vaccine.
No regret taking the vaccine?
No, no. I mean, like I said, a hangnail can cause me to have this.
By the end of the day on December 17th, the Tiffany Dover story was getting all kinds of traction.
I haven't even gotten to the main story today, which is just such an illustration of where we're at, where a nurse is cheering.
On the 18th, she even made it onto InfoWars, the internet show started by Alex Jones that's one of the main clearinghouses for conspiracy theories.
She's like, yay, I'm getting the vaccine. It's so great. And then, boom, they hit her with the vaccine. She literally passes out, falls over. And they have to take her to an ICU.
There's no evidence that she went to the ICU or needed any medical treatment at all. But the story began to evolve radically, all the way from check out this nurse who was injured by the shot to check out this nurse who died from it. YouTube creators around the world made videos about Tiffany.
Tiffany Dover und ob sie überhaupt.
They racked up millions of views and shares.
Tiffany Dover.
One guy in Italy made a music video.
Tiffany Dover, sì.
After the initial round of videos showing Tiffany's faint, posters started to get more creative, compiling so-called evidence to back their claims. They also began to collaborate, moving into something that researchers call participatory disinformation. It's where they piggyback off one another's work. On the first day, you just see the ripped video from the newscast. It's literally just that. Nurse faints, you put it on YouTube. The second day, the third day, now they're reacting to how the hospital reacts. Now they're going to cut pieces together, splice old pictures from social media. 3 days after the event at CHI, a man named Joe Leonard made a video about it.
So I started diving down this rabbit hole, trying to figure out what's the truth of the matter. What's going on here?
He's an online game developer and software engineer from Annapolis. He's also a prolific YouTuber. This is from his first video about Tiffany.
As far as I'm concerned, it appears to me that she actually did die.
The evidence that Leonard was relying on here was something simple. Tiffany had been someone who posted to social media nearly every single day. Her last few posts were proud pics of her new Jeep, a collage of nursing colleagues, a video of a pizza and milkshake date to celebrate her daughter's 13th birthday. Now, she'd stopped posting entirely. Thousands of people posted new comments to her pages. She didn't answer a single one. She went dark.
If a woman is not on social media for 5 or 6 days, I mean, come on.
The other piece of evidence that she died? Screenshots. Supposedly of a death record found on a data broker website. Here's one of the most popular YouTube videos that made that claim.
Okay, just so you see this with your own eyes, let's put Tiffany Dover in here. This is searchquarry.com, and we're going to look for record type death. All states, search. Okay. Tiffany Dover, number 12. Tiffany Dover, 30 years old, white woman from Alabama. What was the name of her?
Tiffany actually does live in Alabama, just over the Tennessee line. It's about an hour's drive from the hospital. But the death records were bogus. These sites are basically people search engines. And when you put a name in the box like Tiffany Dover, the first page you get back is an ad asking you to buy a report suggesting that there are all kinds of records available for the person, including death records. When you click on the report and buy it, the records that you were looking for aren't always there. And in Tiffany's case, there was no death record. Truther screenshotted that first page and claimed that was some kind of record. It wasn't. By the way, if you're trying that search at home right now, it's not going to work. A lot of the data broker sites just deleted Tiffany's whole profile after all this happened. A separate issue is that on some of the sites, anybody can create a record for anybody else. Dozens of fact-checking organizations put out articles debunking the death claims. Reuters, the AP, PolitiFact, FactCheck.org, Pointer, USA Today,
India today, Le Monde in France, Estadão Verifica in Brazil. You get the picture.
This claim is false.
The hospital says they want to clear up rumors circulating online.
Nurse Tiffany is alive and well, and the hospital.
But all of that fact-checking didn't resolve the issue. Actually, it got arguably worse. In the days and weeks that followed, truthers started scraping all of Tiffany's social media profiles. They took her photos and videos. That included hundreds of photos and videos of her children. They also expanded their investigations. They included Tiffany's husband and in-laws. Literally any family members with public profiles became fair game. They accused them of being in on some kind of cover-up. Truthers called Tiffany's hospital repeatedly. One of them, a guy named Jimmy Poole, he recorded himself and set it to dramatic music. We reached out to him. He didn't get back to us.
I'm a citizen journalist.
Okay. The only thing we can tell you about Tiffany is just go to the memorial website, okay?
Is she still alive?
I can tell you, just go to the memorial website.
Well, can you tell me if she's alive or not?
No, sir.
She's not alive, or you cannot tell me?
No, all we can just tell you, just go to the memorial website.
Other truthers suggested going to Chattanooga to get answers. At least one guy did.
People might find this crazy, but I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm standing in front of the Chai Memorial Hospital.
That's Jason Goodman. He makes Crowdsource the Truth. It's an internet show. A federal judge who ruled against him this year in a copyright case said he, quote, trafficked in wild conspiracy theories. His videos, like the ones exploring so-called false flags around the Las Vegas mass shooting and the Sandy Hook massacre, have gotten him banned from YouTube at least 5 times.
I just followed some directions, went to the information desk. Security guy basically told me to get the hell out of there. I did not.
From the start, the hospital had been cast as a major suspect in the Tiffany story. To truthers, every move CHI Memorial made reeked of a cover-up. 2 days after Tiffany fainted, CHI Memorial issued a tweet that read, quote, Nurse Tiffany Dover appreciates the concern shown for her. She is home and doing well. She asks for privacy for her and her family. Conspiracy theorists were not satisfied. They called the hospital staff liars and demanded they post a photo of Tiffany holding up the day's newspaper, like you do with hostages. And 2 days later, the hospital actually tried. They put out a video, which is what you're hearing now. But the thing is, no one speaks, except for a few people off camera. The video is 21 seconds long and shows Tiffany at the foot of a staircase. She's wearing maroon scrubs, a white vest, and a pin that reads, I'm vaccinated against COVID-19. Posing around her are 20 coworkers. They're wearing hospital badges. A few look to be nervously giggling, but it's tough to tell because everyone's wearing those blue surgical face masks, including Tiffany. 4 of the women are holding signs with the date, December 21st, 2020, and messages of support like, Nursing Leadership Supports Tiffany. Christmas garland hangs from the staircase. Behind them, there's a photo of the Pope. It's a strange video to watch. And the fact that Tiffany appeared but didn't speak? Naturally, it just made matters worse.
And they have this woman that is not only about 25 pounds heavier than Tiffany is, but her hair is different, or the part in her hair is different.
A reasonable person might look at this video and think, okay, poor lighting, different camera angle. But truthers decided that it was proof. Clear proof that the hospital and an ever-expanding list of co-conspirators, including drug manufacturers, the government, the media, the Catholic Church, had used a body double to cover up Tiffany's death.
The hair is totally different. You see how it lays flat? Hair lays flat. Tiffany's got some swoop-de-doop action. You see this? She got the swoop-de-doop going up here.
Her eyebrows look really different. It makes you wonder if people maybe went to an extreme to make it seem like she's okay and she's really not. Is her family being paid to be quiet? Is other things going on?
The real Tiffany's eyes, which are blue, by the way, have a fleshy part that points, curls down towards her nose, as you'll see here. The other girl doesn't.
They made channels on YouTube and Telegram, and they made groups on Facebook. They created fake Instagram profiles and websites like whereistiffanydover.com. CHI Memorial's video was like throwing chum in the water. Jason Goodman, the truther who went to the hospital, told me he knows where they went wrong.
if there was a ton of conspiracy theories swirling about me, Jason Goodman, I would go on the YouTube channel and I would say, hey, I'm fine, everybody. You saw me pass out on the news. No big deal. I'm totally fine. Why wouldn't they just put out something definitive with her speaking with the hospital administrator? We're here to squash the internet conspiracy theories, the QAnon trolls, the morons out there. Why haven't we seen that video? Serious question for you, Brandy. Don't you agree that it's strange?
Of course, that seems like a fair point. But what it does, it takes all the responsibility and all the blame off the truthers and puts it onto Tiffany and her employers. We'll stop harassing you if you just do what we're asking. And if you don't, we're entitled to keep going. Imagine for a moment that you're Tiffany Dover. How would you handle being the main character in that kind of conspiracy theory? Would you talk to the national media? Or would you try to squash the rumors yourself? Would you post a video to your social media account? Or go live and answer questions in real time? Would you fight back in the comments? Would you report the videos and posts for harassment? File copyright claims against people posting your photos to get them taken down? Or maybe you'd say, the hell with all of this, and delete the Facebook page and the Instagram account where truthers continue to post about you. Whatever you think you would do, I don't think you can really know until it happens to you. And it could. Conspiracy theories these days are more often centered around ordinary people, not Queen Elizabeth or Hillary Clinton or George Soros, but nurses and election workers and pizza shop owners. People like Tiffany Dover. People probably like you.
People with absolutely like no conceivable public profile get drawn into this stuff and they are not ready for it.
I talked to Anna Merlin, a senior staff writer at Vice. She's the author of Republic of Lies, a book about American conspiracy theory communities, and she's covered a lot of stories like Tiffany's.
Ordinary people who are made the center of conspiratorial claims often go through the same type of process, where at first they say, like, this is a misunderstanding and I can explain it, and then they start to realize that anything they do sort of feeds into the pattern of harassment and what feels like invasive communications from these folks.
That feeling, like appealing to the truthers could be a rational course, I feel that all the time.
I can't help but be tempted by their constant refrains of like, just show us
right. This
thing and then, you know, we'll all go away and you can have your lovely Instagram back and your family can go on a vacation without like any posted picture being part of this grand conspiracy.
But of course, they won't, will they? Because if she does a video, it'll be, you know, that's not Tiffany. Look at her face. Her face is different. She seems unwell. She's talking like she had a stroke. Like anything she does will feed into it. And I am certain that we will see that if she decides to make a video. And that is really unfortunate, but it is true.
Finding the truth and getting through to the people who need to hear it, it's complicated. In 5 episodes, I tried to tell the story of how this single lie traveled from Chattanooga through the rest of the world, propelled by conspiracy theorists and a thriving anti-vaccine industry. In the end, I relearned that facts can only take you so far. Still, I hope you'll agree, the truth was worth the pursuit. And I hope you'll check out season 1 of Truthers. That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Micah Loewinger, Eloise Blondio, Rebecca Clark-Callender, Candace Wong, Suzanne Gaber, and Max Bolton. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineers this week were Andrew Nerviano and Adrian Lilly. Katya Rogers is our executive producer. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. Brooke Gladstone will be back next week. I'm Brandi Zadrozny.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.